Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 5, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter June 5, 2021. In the port of Oakland, USA, under pressure from pro-Palestinian activists, the Israeli cargo ship Volans was not allowed to unload. Don't be surprised, after you voted for Biden. Everything is still ahead. From Twitter, June 5, 2021. Behind the mask of concealment. Question: where did the custom of dressing up in carnival costumes for Purim come from? Answer: in this world we do not see the truth because everything here is deliberately camouflaged. We do not know where the truth is, where the lie is, or what is happening to us, at all. The whole world is a theater. Man always puts on some kind of mask. Purim is distinct because when we put on masks, we pretend to be someone else because all of creation is concealed under a mask. We do not see the Creator or each other, we do not understand what is what. And then, everything is revealed. From concealment we come to revelation. Question: is this like a mask on the will to receive? Otherwise, if we were to contact each other purely egoistically, it would be difficult, right? Answer: that would be impossible. It is precisely because we play in masks and the entire world is wearing masks, that is why the world is called Olam, from the word Alama, concealment, that we are getting closer to the revelation, to Purim. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Five ways to get through tough times. Question: there are five ways to survive difficult times when you feel so bad that you do not know what to do. The first way is to train yourself to be happy. They say it is a habit to be happy. What do you think? Answer: I think this is absolutely correct. Question: can you train yourself to be happy despite the fact that you receive blows from all directions? Answer: so what? There are some circumstances, some forces that give you blows. Sing. Just sing. This is the most important thing for a person. Because he does not really know what is good and what is bad, how to treat life correctly, how to change his life, and whether what comes is for his benefit or for harm. Therefore, he must accept all this as good and treat everything that happens as a necessary good. Then how can he relate to it? Sing. As in the song, wake up and sing. Wake up and sing. Try it for once in your life. Comment: the second way is to understand that the bad is just as valuable as the good? My response: absolutely. Nothing is either good or bad, but only relative to the person. If a person slightly changes his inner calibration, he will see the good instead of all the bad. And perhaps, the other way around. Comment: that is, they say that there is value in the bad. It turns out that the bad is my achievement. My response: of course. There cannot be any good without bad, or bad without good. We must teach ourselves to treat everything correctly. It is because beyond our comprehension and classification of bad and good, we must accept that the entire world is just absolute good. Question: what do I achieve when something bad comes and I feel it like a bad thing? Answer: through that you achieve an objective view of the world. You rise above your egoistic evaluation, and therefore you think that everything is good and there is nothing in the world but only the force of good, the absolute good. To look at the world in this way is truly a happiness and a great opportunity. Question: is this possible? Answer: this is possible. Comment: the third, it is better to give up than to bang your head against the wall. There are some circumstances that you cannot do anything about. Nothing. But you fight all the time, you still fight and try to prove your point, to turn something around. These are ways to get through difficult times, that is, I want to get through this difficult time. My response, best of all is, as Rabbi Akiva said, to lower your head under each approaching wave, and thus you will be washed ashore. I do not call this to give up. I call this to be reasonable about what is happening. Comment. Fourth, shift your focus from yourself to others. My response, it is not a bad thing to pay attention to others and see that their condition, in general, is no better than mine. Why do I pay attention only to myself? Why do I criticize the attitude of nature or society toward me? What happens to the others? If I look at society, I already perceive myself in a completely different way. That is, the suffering of society reduces my own suffering. Pay attention to what is happening to society, and then you will be able to evaluate your condition more objectively. Question: can I, when I feel bad and am in a difficult situation, come to have compassion for the other? Answer: you are more capable of it. Because then you begin to understand what others have and to sympathize and come closer to them. Question: is this called that I exit myself a little? Answer: yes. But this is not to escape from your own suffering. This is in order to adjust yourself more objectively to what is happening in the world. Question: is the attitude to others objective? Answer: of course. You can already look at them in a different way. Comment. Fifth, to love, not to fear. That is what they say. In the end, all emotions are reduced to two main ones, love and fear. Moreover, love and fear cannot exist in the soul at the same time. If you choose to love, you expel fear out of your soul. My response: absolutely. Love supersedes everything. Therefore, it is important to try to replace all our other feelings with it. Question: that is, I can really be afraid, be in fear, and I can exit it into the state of love, right? Answer: yes. And you will not experience any negative feelings at all. Comment: it looks like this is the main advice, actually. My response: yes. Question: is this also possible? Is it within the power of a person? Answer: absolutely. So we figured out how to live correctly. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 12, 2021. Will I be able to bestow? Question: in our world, dissents are mainly felt when a person is afraid that he will remain without fulfillment. What fears appear in spirituality in relation to this quality? Answer: fear. Will I be able to bestow? Will I be able to love? Will I be able to be above my egoism all the time? Will I be able to exit Egypt, the control of the Pharaoh, egoism? Question: it is very difficult to imagine that I am sitting and thinking, will I be able to bestow to the Creator or not? That is, do I experience the same fear as for my animalistic body? Is it similar? Answer: more or less. But in principle, by analogy, we can say this. One just has to enter this, try to make this a part of his life, and then everything will work out. A person will begin to understand that in addition to our world, in addition to our descents, ascents, and sensations of corporeal existence, there is also another existence, another world, and the same thing happens in it, only in other categories. From CAB TV's Spiritual States. How to develop the importance of the Creator? Question: to feel the importance of the Giver, there must be at least a gram of direct light. The Creator gives me something, but should I exalt Him even more? Answer: of course. I base it on my desire to enjoy. Receiving minimal illumination, I feel, for example, a gram of desire and a gram of pleasure. And besides this, I build everything thanks to the importance, the elevation of the greatness of the Giver. Question: what is this gram of light that enters into us? Answer: what we usually get in our world. That is why we are created this way. Comment: it turns out that in our world a cup of coffee or the pleasure from some kind of travel, from rendering honors, from the received medal, from friendship, love, This is all a gram of the same light, and I must determine the source, who gave it to me, who caused this state in me. My response, and turn your attention to the source. Question, how can one develop this importance? Answer, think about it, try to get close to its source. We have a method of determining, searching for this source in a group, in what is called the Ten. When I intently search for it, peer into it, and try to define it, I begin to feel the manifestation in me of some new properties that have an adequate relation to this higher hidden source. There are many such examples in our world. We see the world from our desire. From CAB TV's Spiritual States.